You're listening to SBS News.
22 months after attending a party in breach of Britain's lockdown restrictions, an apology from Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Today I've received a fixed penalty notice from the Metropolitan Police relating to an event in Downing Street on the 19th of June 2020. And let me say immediately that I've paid the fine and I once again offer a full apology. Now, I want to be able to get on and deliver the mandate that I have, but also to tackle the problems that the country must face right now and to make sure that we get on with delivering for the people of this country. That is my priority.
Having consistently denied that he broke the law during the country's first lockdown in 2020, he now says he humbly accepts that he did.
In all frankness, at that time, it did not occur to me that this might have been a breach of the rules. But of course, the police have found otherwise, and I fully respect the outcome of their investigation. I understand the anger that many will feel that I myself fell short when it came to observing the very rules which the government I lead had introduced to protect the public. And I accept in all sincerity that people had the right to expect better.
While the Prime Minister and his Conservative government will wish to put the matter behind them, public outrage remains, particularly among people who lost loved ones during the lockdown and were barred from attending their funerals.
We lost my dad in the first lockdown 2 years today, actually. So to find out that they implemented these rules and then they broke them, my dad died in hospital on his own. So obviously, like a lot of people, they lost loved ones. And then obviously you can't mourn them properly because the funerals was only allowed up to 10 people at the time, I believe. So it's good that they've been fined, they've been held accountable.
First, it's such a nominal fee for what is something that's going to offend everyone in this country so profoundly. I'm amongst many people, compared to many people, I haven't had to make that many sacrifices over lockdown and over the last few years. But I wasn't able to be there when my grandma died in hospital. He was there partying with his friends.
It doesn't seem to be very much point in having a code if you're not going to abide by the code. It's as simple as that, you know. People have an obligation, if they're going to sit in positions of power, authority, to play by the rules. There are certainly some very specific rules about what you can and can't do. Those rules have been broken and there are consequences. Why is it that those consequences don't appear to matter very much when you apply them to Richie, Carrie or Boris?
The Prime Minister, his wife Carrie and Finance Minister Rishi Sunak are among dozens of people fined over the so-called Partygate scandal. Mr Johnson received a fine for a gathering that was held to mark his 56th birthday. He's alleged to have attended at least half of the dozen events held in his Downing Street office and other government buildings. Police investigations are ongoing, but for months opponents and some members of the Conservative Party have been calling for Mr Johnson to resign. Opposition leader Keir Starmer saying that the Prime Minister had dishonoured the sacrifices of the people who pay his salary.
My thoughts are with all of those who did the right thing and for whom this is a real slap in the face. They made the most unimaginable, heart-wrenching sacrifices. And many were overcome by guilt at not seeing elderly relatives, not going to funerals or weddings or even seeing the birth of their own children. But the guilty men are the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. They've dishonoured all of that sacrifice. They've dishonoured their office. This is the first time in the history of our country that a Prime Minister has been found to be in breach of the law. And then he lied repeatedly to the public about it. Britain deserves better. They have to go.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has also joined calls for Mr Johnson to step down. It remains to be seen whether the Prime Minister can withstand this latest controversy. A senior fellow at the Institute of Government, Jill Rutter, says that in the next few days, the PM will face a number of obstacles.
I think it's fine for the time being, but there are a series of obstacles for the Prime Minister. He will come under pressure when Parliament reassembles next week over the fact that he so obviously appears to have misled Parliament. He will then face the outcomes of the local elections. And if Conservative MPs think that they've had to pay a price at the ballot box for Partygate misdemeanors. Then the Prime Minister could face another challenge. And, you know, with the Prime Minister, there's always a possibility that something else comes out.
In January, an interim report by a senior civil servant into parties held in and around Downing Street during the COVID-19 pandemic found failures of leadership and judgment in the government, allowing events to occur that shouldn't have. The full report, due for release when police conclude their investigation. Tina Quinn, SBS News.